Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, how free do you feel to be happy this coming holiday season? How free are you in general to make yourself happy and fulfilled? Or do you feel somehow a prisoner of life? And maybe in some ways, we just being human, you know, are prisoners to the human experience, but we can do a better job with it. So to help us become freer with ourselves and life around us is the author of the book, Freedom is Your Birthright. And we're speaking with Dr. Draven James. Draven, welcome to Energy Stew. I'm so glad you could join us.
Oh, Peter, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I think what we're about to talk about is very important because so many people dread the holidays for many reasons. Sometimes we just have difficult families or friends, or that because of difficult families or friends, we find ourselves alone or, you know, struggle. And so you've written a book on, and a number of books actually, but this is the first of a number, of how do we hold ourselves in life? What do we do to make it work? Now, and you've had a lot of trials in your life. You're somebody who can speak, right? You've overcome all kinds of issues. So you want to talk about how you've developed this role that you have of helping people find their personal freedoms?
Yeah, I would love to. And I want to first say that you're absolutely right. The holiday season means so many different things to so many people, depending on where we, what part of the cycle of the journey of life we find ourselves at that point in time. Because as we all know, you live long enough, you know that rain falls on the just and the unjust, right? We all are going to have some challenges in our life, aka opportunities for growth and development. And I am no different than the average person. I have had my fair share of challenges and am here to really give that message to people that whatever shows up in your life, the good, the bad, or the indifferent, the in-between, all of that stuff, shows up for one reason, and that is to bow down and serve you as you create the life of your dreams. It can be more difficult during this time of year, right? So we think back, you know, loss, family loss at this time of year, job loss, right?
Relationship. Yeah, there are people who lose their jobs days before Christmas.
Oh my gosh, right.
And they have families.
Or get diagnosed with terminal illnesses or lose I've worked in healthcare. I've been a pharmacist for 30 years, and I'll tell you, people leave this earth every day of the week, right? So Christmas time, holiday season is no different. So people are experiencing loss or really, you know, life-altering diagnoses with their health and the health of their loved ones during this time of year. So it is the most happiest time of the year, but it can also be the most challenging time of the year.
Right.
And how we get through that. And then there's all that other stuff in between, right? That's the really heavy stuff, right? But then there's all that other stuff, you know, dealing with the ex, you know, or dealing with the unreasonable demands of teenagers or in-laws and all that pressure that we put on ourselves to put on the spectacular show.
And right? It often, everything shows up around the holiday time.
Yeah, it can bring out the worst in us, right? Because we're so stressed. You know, it's this big buildup to this is going to be the most magnificent time of year, and it's all this stress. And it can be the most magnificent time of the year, or it can at least be very doable, and you can at least find some happiness in it if we alter the way we approach things a bit.
Or maybe have a just a good philosophy if there are tragedies that happen at this time, to be able to hold it, understanding that life does bring us disappointments, and who are we in handling our disappointments? How does it shake us up or not? We see a lot of people who go through all kinds of health challenges and deaths in their families, and some people can really ride the waves of tragedy and unhappiness about it, disappointment about it. And other people, I'm not talking about denial either, but other people can be more philosophical about it and allow life to unfold in its difficult ways, but to feel whole within themselves in the meantime.
Yeah, that word wholeness, right? That's part of my philosophy. You know, peace I define as wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, totality, which we could easily say is feeling safe in this moment. Everything that you're saying about during this holiday season, especially, is this intense desire to feel safe and then attaching ourselves to things that feel unsafe, right? Which is fear. Right? You think about, oh, well, this has happened. And as a result of this thing happening, my universe now feels unsafe. I am attaching myself to fear. And it's a decision to reattach yourself to the truth. And the truth is that no matter what happens in this external world, we're all still safe internally. We possess the power to give every action the meaning that it has, right? So we get to say what this means, right? Maybe this thing that looks so huge and so horrible is one door opening and one door closing.
Right, it could have a great silver lining to it.
Yes, right? So it's a matter of, and it takes practice, but you're so worth it. This practice is on all, it's selfish, but when you self-care, you care on in your entire community, but it takes practice to reroute our thinking. We're free to do that, to reroute our thinking, right, so that we're moving from a standpoint that this, even as bad as it looks, as horrible as it feels, this will be for my good.
I think what I'm picturing is rolling with the punches that, you know, we can either roll with them or we can break ourselves up about them.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can be as fragile as we think we are or as whole as we think we are. And we see that in people all the time. You know, there's so many people you talk to that you just know from the way they're expressing themselves that they don't love themselves enough, that they aren't whole.
Oh, Peter, you're just using some wonderful, wonderful topics. And, you know, we could spend a whole half an hour just talking about that self-love. You know, what would it sound like? What would this season feel like if you loved yourself, even with all of the things that are happening? Because you said something earlier that's so true, too. We're not talking about burying our head in the sand and acting like it's not happening, right? We have to be aware of what's happening in our external world, but more aware of what's happening inside of ourselves, in our internal presence, right? This is where I am. This is what's going on. This is how I feel about that. No shame, guilt, or condemnation. Being free to say, I accept what I'm feeling in this moment, knowing that feelings change.
Right. We get over horrible feelings in one way or another. We learn to integrate them. So many times I'm upset about a sudden disappointment, and I have to say to myself, I know that down the road a piece, I'll have integrated this and I'll feel very differently about it.
Oh my, yes. And when it's happening at the time, you think, when you said that, the first thing that popped in my mind was divorce. That's no small thing, right?
Right.
And yet there are people who are experiencing that in this season, right? The breakup of the love of their life or what have you, you know, the discovery of a betrayal. And perhaps you feel like, I will never be whole again. And that's a human, you know, you're living in a flesh body.
I had that. I was divorced and I went through 2 years of torment after the divorce and seeing myself as a failure and who knows what kind of horrible future I might have now because I'm not good at this. And fortunately, some years later, I met my next wife. And we just celebrated being together for 40 years. So
listen to that, right? Listen to that. And I hope your viewers are hearing that because somebody needs to know that even this will pass if you allow it to pass. I'm sorry, I'm on my way to gym and my car is doing all kinds of crazy things.
but even this will
pass. And this is the part about self-love and self-care, and ultimately all begins with self-talk. Yes, I'm in a rough patch right now. We're not gonna deny that because, okay, it wouldn't be a good friend to tell you that you're not. I'm in a rough patch right now, but I'm open. I'm open to receiving the next beautiful thing that I have to allow in my life.
Right, hold yourself strong.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, and it does happen. We do get stronger if we allow ourselves to get stronger. It's all about being in this position of flow. I'm willing to, look, I can't stop it. If we wanted to, we couldn't stop it. Some of these things we know blindside us in life, right? You're going along, you're going to the gym, you're doing all the right things, and bam, here's a diagnosis. You never saw it coming, of no fault of your own.
Right. You know, I once was in a very bad state where I was very fearful, actually, and didn't know what to do. And I did a shamanic journey at the time in a circle with it. There was a drummer and a leader of the shamanic. And so each of us in that healing circle went on our own journeys. And mine was to find out a better answer to dealing with upset, with disappointment, with fear. And so what was I going to do? And so here I am in this journey, and I came across three spirits, two men and a woman. And the woman was in the middle, and she looked very queenly, big, strong, Amazonian. And I look at them and I go, well, what's the answer that I need? And she comes up to me, walks up to me and gives me a chest bump and says, buck up. That was it. I was like, oh, that's the answer to my troubles, is to buck up.
Right. And so what's and sometimes, you know, if you think about, you know, and I always talk to my inner child and say, because that's a part of me that gets really fearful when things are uncertain. And let's be honest, things are always uncertain. We just kind of fool ourselves in believing that we are in control. But our role is to stay focused and stay in flow. But really, when there's a young person in our lives and they're going through the time of their life, you know, this is really a rough situation, we do encourage them to really steady yourself. Right. And be willing to go forward, you know, be willing to move forward and move right through this. There's a part in my book, Freedom is Your Birthright, where I talk about a friend of mine. I would share with her whenever I was going through something really horrible in my life. And she would say, Drayvon, keep on going. And when you get to the other side, you're going to shine like new money. And that phrase right there used to make me happy and sad all at the same time. Sad because I didn't want to be going through anything. Who wants to go through anything? But it would make me happy because at least one other person believed that I was going to come through this. And that really matters. That belief pattern is knowing that, yes, this hurts right now.
Right.
And I will allow myself to go through the whole beautiful rainbow of emotions. But I will not get stuck in any emotion that seeks to rob me of my happiness. That means I won't get stuck there. Yes, I realize this hurts. I'm aware that this hurts. But just because this hurts doesn't mean I can't smile about something else. That still hurts.
Right.
But I can, for a moment, adjust my attention to some other self-care. I'm big. We're talking, I'm dressed to go to the gym, getting ready to walk into the gym. That physical energy, moving, getting those endorphins working for you, using everything that this life's journey has for you, conversation with other people, watching that conversation, making sure that you're keeping the conversation on what you want and not what you don't want. That's slightly shifting your focus. These things help us through those difficult times that happen in everybody's life. No fault finding. Right? Right. We are so tempted to want to do that as humans, right? We're looking for who's the cause of this pain and who put this stumbling block here. Never mind all that, right? It's here now.
Right. So that's dealing with like external traumas that we have to face constantly in our lives. There's always an upset of something that needs to be resolved, solved, or, you know, somehow we have to rise above it. And we don't know, because fear comes in and says, let's imagine a bad outcome.
Right. You know what? And it does it for all of us, right? It kind of, this question, it runs in my mind in the background sometimes. And I have to do my techniques and my processes. You know what? It could get worse. This is bad, but this could get worse, right? But guess what? It could also get better. And why not focus on that?
And not only that, but maybe it uncovers things that we needed to know to make it even better than it could have been.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. There's so many obstacles, so many troubles in our lives that teach us or break through blocks that we've had, and we've just needed to have this traumatic breakthrough.
Yeah.
And get to the other side of it and realize, wait a minute, it wasn't what I thought it was. It wasn't as bad. And I can't say that there are a lot of things that just aren't, that, you know, or that everything isn't as bad as we think it is. But nothing, there's that old statement, nothing is as bad as it seems or as good as it seems.
Right. But, you know, and we know that, and I don't want to make light of anybody's troubles and trials and tribulations. When I, you know, many years ago lost a child, and it was the most heart-wrenching part of my life.
Yes.
And I know, but for that part of my life, would I wish to go through it again? Absolutely not. Would I wish it on anybody else? Absolutely not. But because it has happened to me, it opened up a part of empathy for me for a group of people whom I may never have been able to relate to on that level, right?
Sure.
This journey, we don't pick these things. You wouldn't reach your hand in a box and say, I'll take divorce. Who does that, right? We wouldn't reach for these things. But when they do show up in our lives, they serve so much of a purpose for the universe, not just for us. Because if we allow ourselves to go through the phases and keep loving ourselves, we will then turn around and be able to hold our hand out and help someone else and pull them along and coax them along and guide them through the journey from where they are, like you said, buck up, right?
Right.
You know, with love and with patience and kindness, but with an insistence that your journey does not stop here. Not if you don't want it to, and you don't want it.
See, I believe that our souls make plans before we're born. And, you know, if, for instance, losing a child is something that your soul understood before you were born and your child understood. Also that it was going to happen, and you made the agreement about it at the soul level, not at the conscious level in this life. But if we understand that there are so many landmarks in our lives that we're predestined, and we can learn about that through, for instance, astrological where they look at all the big landmarks in your life. And the exact date that they've happened will bring an astrologer back to the exact second you were born. In other words, that second predetermined each landmark in your life going forward and exactly when it was going to happen. So how can we say, even though we have free choice, but we have to believe we do.
Well, you know what? We're going off on a whole nother topic, but I love it, Peter, because here is the deal. Here's where the free choice is, right? Because although you did not pick the event, you get to pick your reaction.
Your feelings.
You get to pick what you're going to even do with those feelings. You know, the floodgate, it opens, and you get to either sink in that and say, this is it. I refuse to go any further. This defines my entire life. Or you can say, yes, this is it. I'm rising higher. And this moment right here defines the fact that everything that shows up in my life, I choose to use as a stepping stone to meet my higher self.
Right. And somehow I've learned over many, many, many decades that somehow life supports us in ways that we can't even imagine. And I've had many adversities in my life, and I always like to say, well, those are the times I ended up being the last man standing. So somehow I was taken care of, and all, you could take a snapshot anywhere in my life and say, how's it going? And I would say, so far so good, but right now things are terrible and I have no idea where it's going next. And that was constant in my life. Fear, because I'm designed to have fear of the future. And so I know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And it's in my human design. I work with the human design system. And one of my traits is that I have fear of the future. And also, I always see that as helping to make me smart.
It doesn't mean
that my fear makes me crazy. It means, hey, I'm going to problem solve with this. And so often it actually has helped me.
Yeah.
And then I look back and I see all these fears I've had that haven't been worthy of being so fearful.
And isn't that the beautiful thing, though? You look back over things, and I was going to say, make that point. When you look back, even over that first divorce, you know, over that divorce, is that you remember the 2 years of agony, right? But all of that was in preparation for the appreciation of this new amazing relationship that was coming into view.
It was amazing what happened and how divine it was, and I really trust life because I have had so many things, disastrous things, betrayals and sabotages and goes on, and tragedies, losses, friends and family.
You know, I always tell people that my life would make a great movie, and it would be really entertaining if it wasn't happening to me at the time, right?
Right.
If it was not happening to me. But the great thing about all of these things is that once we learn to accept ourselves, I do find that people who are willing to be aware, to watch, and become the observer, right? Sometimes, you know, you can have pain so much in your life where you really just gotta take a side and just, I gotta just watch what Drayvon's gonna do here, you know, and I'm talking to myself.
Good, you to yourself and for others who you're a role model for.
But you see, you know, I gotta watch and see what Drayvon's gonna do. And I would say to myself, and I still do this as part of, you know, when I find myself in those really challenging situations, I say, now Drayvon, what are you gonna do with this? And then when I finally reach a decision, okay, I'm just gonna do this, I'm like, well, that's an interesting choice. Let's see how that works out for you. And let's see what happens next. And see, when you put yourself in this space of being curious, it helps to dissolve the fear.
But confident in your curiosity. See, that's what I see, that's what I'm hearing from you, is that you can really be, you know, throwing the dice, but confidently, you know, that whatever shows up, you can work with. And make plans with.
Yeah. And just being flexible, just really being flexible. Well, I think one of my strongest gifts in life is that I have never taken myself too seriously, meaning that just sitting in this car and all this stuff happening during this interview and really being, knowing that this is not the end of anything, that good can happen, greatness can happen, love can occur in the most difficult situations if we allow it,
right?
That's the whole thing, not to clam up, because if you really watch what happens to the human body when it gets fearful, when it gets into a situation that it doesn't want to be, it shuts down, and it creates a barrier, right, to protect itself, right? Almost like a turtle going into its shell to protect itself. But we know that if you want greatness to flow, that you open your hands, you open your heart, you open your mind, you sometimes open your mouth and you ask for help.
Right. Okay? And I liked in your book where you said if you can really support your inner freedom, then the outer world will provide more freedom to you as well.
Oh, that is so true. And it's so lovely. It makes me want to clap to my chest, because whatever we support within ourselves, if you're a person who's very hard and rigid with yourself and unforgiving with yourself, the universe gives you more of that, right? So this learning to self-love, to self-care, to take care of oneself is the answer. And guess what happens when we have these challenging times, these difficult times, these things that pop up? This is a great opportunity to self-love, to self-care. I encourage people to write down, really, you know, in the beginning stages of my life as a mom, I would write down so much of my journey because I wanted my kids. I said, when they get older, they want to know about me. They can go back and read this stuff.
Right, that's great.
They get older and you realize they're not that interested in you, but that's okay. But for me, when I go back and I look at that and I realize I can see the passion, I can feel the tears in those words. And what it tells me in my current situation is you see that past thing, you are now a victor over. You're not a victim, right? You are a victorious individual. Not just me. I'm not speaking just to me. I'm speaking to your viewers and to you and to everyone. When we look at those things that hurt us in the past and we're here to tell the story about that, my goodness, that has victory written all over
it. We have our battle scars, but we're still strong and can be gallant moving forward. And, you know, I love that. And I find that in aging for myself is that, you know, I'm, as far as I'm concerned, I'm aging as powerfully as I can, not as a victim, because we all are of aging at any age, if you can hold it in that light. But we also can be the champions of our health and well-being. And I love to think of myself that way. And this is so wonderful to talk with you and inspiring. And your book is Freedom is Your Birthright. Yes. It's a quick read, and I think people will appreciate that. I earmarked many, many pages in it
that
I went back to make notes for this show. And you have other books that...
That I'm working on. That actually is the first book in the Stepping Stone series, Freedom is Your Birthright. And I made it a small book on purpose, a tiny book, because I was so inspired by a tiny book at the age of 17 by Norman Vincent Peale, The Power of Positive Thinking.
Good.
And you know, that was so many years ago. But in today's society, people hardly have time to get through a commercial before their mind goes on to the next thing.
I like that I could read this quickly and see all the great points in it.
Yeah,
so,
good.
You have a website?
I do. And it's my name. I'm a keep it simple kind of person. So it's just www.drdravonjames.com.
And that's is it DR or D-O-C-T-O-R?
Just DR. Abbreviation.
DR Dravon, D-R-A-V-O-N, James.com, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wonderful. This has been so great talking with you.
Oh, you too, Peter. This is amazing. Even with all my malfunctions in my car.
Well, I'm glad I could catch you on the way to the gym, and
yeah.
And that's wonderful. So hopefully we'll speak again sometime when your other books are out. And in the meantime, have a wonderful holiday. It's great talking with you, and thanks for being on Energy Stew.
You too.
Thank you. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org. I'd love to hear from you, and thanks so much for listening.